It's an ancient nursery rhyme question. Why do stars twinkle, twinkle? And why don't planets? Well, stars twinkle because they look like points of light, even through large telescopes, so that their tiny images are easily bent by passing through our thick atmosphere. The more interesting question is why they twinkle some nights and not others. When light passes through air of a different density or thickness, it changes direction, just like a spoon that seems bent when in half a glass of water. Since cold air is denser than warm air, the same thing happens when a star zooms through atmospheric layers with different temperatures, especially if those layers are in motion. The light zigs and zags and voila, twinkling. So twinkling stars mean the air has uneven temperatures. That's no surprise, since air, especially dry air, cools quickly after sunset. When the stars don't twinkle, it's telling you that the overhead air is more even or homogeneous, a feature of damp or hazy conditions. Since summertime air has much more water vapor in it, it doesn't cool as rapidly at night, and this keeps the stars from twinkling. So, nights with wonderful clarity, when a million little stars seem to flood the rural sky, usually has fast-cooling air and twinkling stars. But warm, hazy, humid nights have steady stars. That's the best time to use a telescope on the moon and planets, because their images will be sharp, not blurry. Stars twinkle, but planets usually don't. That's because planets have size to them, even if they look like points to the naked eye. Their greater width gives them some immunity against having their whole image twisted by our air. Check it out with Jupiter, which these nights is high up and is the night's brightest star. So Twinkle Twinkle Little Star provides a physics lesson, lets you gauge atmospheric conditions, shows you what's a planet and what's not, and tells you when to use a telescope. Wow! For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.